Welcome to NXT right here on the AfterBuzz TV Network. Don't you go changing, because we got a hell of a show for you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, everybody, to the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark B. Donica, and we're shimmying and shaking to the sound of the Street Profits, because, man, did they pull off the impossible dream. I'm also joined by the Hobo.
Yo.
He's on Twitter at TrueHobo.
TrueHobo.
And that's Bill Hanstock. Beautiful Bill Hanstock. He's on Twitter at Sundown Motel.
Are we allowed to do that?
Do what? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Anyway. Whoops. Anyway.
Inside joke.
Hi, everybody. Well, I mean, not really.
I mean, kind of. They don't know what goes on.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I might be coughing a little bit.
But you're no Aleister Black.
Coughing. I got it.
Yeah.
It's good. I like this music. It's
good.
It's hit me really well.
It's good.
Of course, I'm out of
meals. No man is ever truly swag.
No man. No. all right. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about 205 Live because a fraction of the people on the table saw the show. So
I have a vast understanding of things.
We're
good. Want to make that very clear.
every week, a percentage of the hosts watch
205, and another percentage didn't.
Yeah.
Every week, a percentage does watch.
We're figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're sort of just like kind of breaching, but
we bring the swag like most could,
but not everybody.
Most could,
but not how everybody.
They don't have a show.
No.
Yeah.
Those who do bring the swag don't have airtime that they fritter away. By talking a little bit about wrestling and a lot about pop culture references.
Why do we have a show?
Because
nobody else wants to do this.
Don't ask the question.
They just leave us alone.
Kathy Kelly used to do this.
Yeah.
And now I do it somehow.
She wanted you.
I know. I still don't understand.
You could say the same thing about Christy St. Cloud and Xbox 12360.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Kathy listens to this show and laughs, though.
Okay.
I would like to think that.
At least there's that.
That warms my heart to think.
Like the old school dorky, big dorky laughs that she doesn't get to do on camera.
Yep.
Because they don't let her be a dork on camera. They don't!
She is.
Anyway.
She's always a dork on camera. Do you watch her YouTube stuff? She's always
there's that made on the network.
Yeah. Anyway. 205 Live started with a tag team match. It was the Lucha House Party featuring Lindsay Dorado. And...
Yeah, something. Somebody
say Lindsay Dorado.
Can't have a house party without a big old house cat.
The house cat, Lindsay Dorado.
Oh, that's me. Hey, that's me.
He just comes out and goes,
"Hi, say my name. I'm going to go to the ring."
him and Grand Metalik against Akira Tozawa and Hideo Itami. Pretty hard hitting back and forth, but Lindsay Dorado ended up being the star in this match, and it was pretty stellar. I'd recommend people watch it. It was a little questionable to me, though I'm still kind of new to 205 Live, but the fact that we had Drake Maverick come out to watch the following match, which was Murphy Myers versus Jack Gallagher, and, I mean, he was just out there to watch it.
There's something going on here. I mean, Drake Maverick's been really heavy-handed with Jack Gallagher as of late. When he came in, he said, you can't wear street clothes in the ring anymore. Mm. So he's taking a really very strong vested interest in Jack Gallagher. The reasoning is really unknown. I can't say why.
It's a behavior known to serial killers that's called grooming, where they prepare their accomplices and they prepare their victims, or they just really like scout them out, see how far they're willing to go, and then, you know, mold them in their image.
Huh.
So
interesting.
Drake Maverick is a serial killer. This is canon.
Yep.
And
can't confirm.
He's scouting Gallagher as a potential accomplice. If he is not going to be willing to be an accomplice, he will be killed and possibly devoured, possibly just dissolved or stored somewhere.
It is on the network, so they can get away with a little bit more than they can on regular TV.
I mean, it's not going to be without a fight.
Drake will keep a trophy. From Jack.
It's going to be the mustache and the upper lip. He's going to cut this out right here.
The only question is whether Drake Maverick is a process killer or a product killer.
I guess we'll find out leading up to WrestleMania. Okay. He did want a new TV live. Guys,
WrestleMania's like 26 days away.
Shut up.
What is
please
happening?
Don't help.
Please stop. Yeah. I'm
why?
We're very busy up until that point.
I'm to the point where that I know that weekend's gonna be really busy. So I'm kind of looking forward to be over already, but while I'm there, it's going to be a completely different thing.
I wish I was like at April. Yeah, I wish I was at like April 12th right now and like already had just an amazing time.
Yes.
I'm not looking forward to like living through that.
Sleepless nights and like I got to get this stuff out. And yeah, no, same thing.
All of the, yeah.
Like
yeah.
When April 12th or 13th hits, it's going to. Well, and then I gotta go on another 5-day trip on April 15th. What's up, everybody? It's great.
Yep. And surprisingly, so was the match with Murphy Meyer and Jack Gallagher. Jack Gallagher gets a win. Cedric Alexander versus Roderick Strong for the final spot. It's essentially the trip to WrestleMania. This match was for a spot on the WrestleMania card. Hopefully not the WrestleMania pre-show card, but the WrestleMania card.
It will be search at WrestleMania. Yeah. It's the show, not necessarily what gets covered on the network. It's the show itself.
I'm a firm believer in WrestleMania pre-show is WrestleMania.
I agree.
There's no difference.
The weirdest thing is now how they're talking about it and how... the Cruiserweight Championship match last year wasn't on the DVD, or how the Usos technically haven't been on the main
show.
That's
the thing I take the most issue with, because like for me, the Usos at WrestleMania 30 and 31, I have really fond memories of those Usos matches because they ruled. And like 31 for like that to be a talking point among fans and then among the Usos themselves of like, we've never even been on WrestleMania. Of course you have.
Yeah, you came out on that stage.
That's for the Usos to say. The Usos can say that, sure. But for people to argue that they aren't even on the show, I don't know what you're talking about.
They're
you're
there.
Clearly asleep.
Zeno Hour has a question for you, Bill. Were you describing Michael Rooker's classic Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer?
No, I mean, like, technically, I mean, like, tangentially, I guess I was.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to and reading a lot about serial killers for some movies that I'm working on. And I'm just very immersed in serial killer culture right now. Also, I just had a long conversation with Marty the Moth Martinez about serial killers.
Oh, has that come up as well?
It did come up because he studies serial killers a lot for his work as Marty the Moth Martinez. But you will be able to find that at some point.
Yeah, Marty was great today. He hung out at the studio for quite some time.
Check out today's episode of X-Pac 12360 for a nice conversation with Marty the Moth Martinez. And also, a little someone you might know by the name of...
Michael Fuller.
That's right. Mike Fuller.
It's Mick Foley.
It's Mick Foley.
Mike Fuller.
Yeah.
Psych, it's Mick Foley. What's up? You got punked.
Oh! Where is he?
You need a
where
sideways ball cap.
Where's Ashton? Where is he?
Stick around to find out who would tell the best your mama joke.
Was it a John Cena?
A John Cena. You know, Santino Marella and Wilmer Valderrama do kind of have the exact same voice.
I wonder if he studied, if he was like, I just need foreigner voice.
Yeah.
Foreigner voice.
I want to watch the tape of Wilmer Valderrama.
Wilmer Valderrama.
And then I will come back and I will be a Santino Marella.
Perfect. Anyway.
We'd be in this swag like nobody.
Speaking of bringing the swag.
Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, though. Check it out. It's cool.
Speaking of bringing the swag, why don't we talk about tonight's NXT? Because that is what...
NXT.
That was a great transition.
Yeah, we're going to use that. Take that sound.
Steve, could you isolate that?
Yeah, clip. Zoom in and enhance that sound.
Enhance. I got it.
Enhance.
Okay, cool. It's locked in.
Enhance. Enhance. Damn it, Farva. So the night started off with... We're still in Atlanta!
The lost city of Atlanta!
It's almost over.
Okay. It feels weird to be like over an arena where wrestling happens, but
have a Coke and a smile and enjoys the show.
It's so weird. I don't know, like,
I've been over Philadelphia for a long time.
But, like, it's, I don't know, I don't get it. I don't know why these past couple weeks I've just been like, oh, just go back to Full Sail.
There's no ramp, and right, we all hate that there's no ramp. The entrance is
weird.
Everyone's like,
it's like, I'm gonna run to the ring.
Though, we do get Dozer dancing out and trying to figure out how to go downstairs, which is pretty...
He does, yeah, his legs, they're too short and too thick to bend so he can use stairs.
He just whips them up.
Yeah, so this would have been worth the expense if they had installed one of those, like, elder assist, like, chairs.
just a wheelchair elevator.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's another thing, is that they didn't make it handicap accessible.
Yeah.
What if a technician or something had to go from the stage down there? Did they have to lift the... Anyway,
you're right.
Have to go around.
Yeah.
DingMQ in the chat says that this is probably the last Atlanta. So yeah.
Thanks to every Steve Atlanta's for pulling up pictures Atlanta. Of scissor lifts and wheelchair ramps.
Thank you.
Just similar.
We are in the market.
Very similarly to how we do the show for Steve. Steve does stuff that we never know if it ever goes to air or not.
The show that happens for us is the best show of all.
It's pretty great. Oh, William Drake agrees. I'm so done with the Atlanta show. Yeah, I don't know.
They call it Hot Atlanta.
Oh. Yeah, it's weird.
I thought, okay. Hot Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that'll stick.
Yeah.
Xeno Iris says, NXT After Show should get an 80s sitcom-style theme song before it gets canceled. Well.
Hey.
Too late.
Guys, how many po' boys are you going to eat in New Orleans?
Probably a solid baker's dozen on day one.
I gotta watch the beignets.
I gotta get the muffaletta.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, our hotel situation is, like, pretty good.
It's solid.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but then I'm going to waste all of the money on food.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I can have one of everything, but even that's going to get pretty pricey.
Well, luckily, I'm starting to, like, reach the point where I'm like, I don't really need more stuff. Like, I'm probably not going to buy a lot of, like, WrestleMania
memorabilia. Like a show shirt and stuff.
Yeah, I don't do that.
My money is, like, dedicated to, like, me just eating food, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah. As a professional wrestler, that's what I do with essentially all of the money I make.
And, like,
I put it in my mouth.
And, like, hey, Steve Mongo McMichael, here's $20. I need a picture. Like, that's what all my money is going for.
Yeah. WrestleCon's going to be interesting this year for me, just because I'm going to be hanging out the whole time. I keep finding new ways to do WrestleMania, which is weird, and I never thought that I would.
It's such a... There's a lot going on. You can really spend your time in a different place every single day. It's what I did last year.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what I'm going to be doing this year.
Joseph Boza says, they did great in Atlanta, but it's boring being in one spot for TV all the time. That's all NXT is.
Yeah.
It's always in one spot.
But I think it's the similarity that we get now week to week on Raw and SmackDown, and then also the pay-per-views, how everything is all kind of the same set, and it's just different stuff on the screens.
Yeah.
And I think with NXT, it feels too small for how big some of the stuff that has been happening these past couple of weeks has been.
I think another thing is that, like, the point of, like, all of the main roster shows is that no matter where they are, they look the same.
Yeah.
And NXT always looks the same in Full Sail. So I think, like, mixing it up actually does a disservice to the product. Like, it's really cool on the main roster when they, like, go to Madison Square Garden or something and it, like, looks different. And you're like, oh, this is something special.
Yeah.
But for stuff that's not special, like, going to center stage for, like, 8 weeks or whatever is, like...
or, like, the UK where they bring out, like, a telephone booth and a mini and stuff. They're like, it's a different show this week.
Hello, we're in London.
Isn't it? Hey, before we get to NXT, because we'll never get there...
Get some jam!
Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity, wrestler, and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the hashtag NXT team, that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, check it out. Or we got two words for you. Download it.
Oh.
I stole the Xbox 1-2-360 gimmick. But Conversations is a great show, and they do
you have
get
to pay Sean.
Yeah, oh, I do. Well, yeah. I do. So there is that. But yeah, check that out. NXT, first match of the night. Sanity, comprising of Wolf and Young, taking on the first couple of NXT, Sabatelli and Moss. This was, they've been teasing sort of...
dissension.
Yeah.
Like, but tentative dissension. Like, a couple that
doesn't... like tri-separation.
Right, a couple that doesn't get along, but they don't want to get divorced.
Yeah, yeah, they're just separated. They're still living in the same house.
Right.
Just different rooms, but they're not sitting in the same bed.
Separated, but they're together, but they're separated, you know?
Kyle Franklin asks, did Moss get bigger? No, that's a low angle, which they used to...
actually, I disagree. I think he's bulking up a little.
Probably.
Because he's lost some definition, which probably means that he's just trying to put on a little bit more size.
He's just filling with blood.
Yes. He's just a beanbag full of blood. Yeah. Get him excited.
William Drake says the zombie drinks down in Nola will get you. They do have drive-through daiquiri places in a lot of areas.
No, oh. I'm familiar with those establishments.
Oh, they're really going to be driving. Can you
I
walk
don't
through?
Drink. Yes.
Oh, good.
No, it's something that you can program on Lyft. It's like drive us through here. And
Actually, nice. You just if you just put a quarter into the machine and then stand 6 feet away, they'll blast a daiquiri into your mouth with a garden hose.
It's like,
but you can get a virgin daiquiri, can't you? Via fire hose.
I mean, there's no way to find out.
How is there no way to find out?
I guess. Well, I mean, we'll find out in 26
We
days.
We're gonna get Bill Hanstock a virgin daiquiri. That's it. My
thanks for joining us on today's
word
episode.
Of Bond. Virgin daiquiri.
Oh, that sucked.
Thought word I was going to break this Bond. Table, didn't you?
No, it's for the audio, just because everything's connected to it. That's shout out to our
I
podcast.
I like doing things that are loud.
You don't say.
He's speaking very visually.
But when you said it shoots across the street, I just imagined from Happy Gilmore, Happy, can I have one of those? But it's like a glass. Yeah. shattered teeth.
Yeah.
Speaking of
horrible.
Shattered teeth, let's talk
Gold
about
dust.
Sanity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wolf was started out on top against both of these folks until, actually, you know what? Sabatelli did get a top sitting mount.
Literally on top.
Yeah.
He full mount.
Doesn't seem like a top guy to me, but.
Well, I mean, you switch off sometimes.
Hey, this isn't a left or a right situation.
Right. Yeah.
No. No.
Right.
No. But actually, speaking of that, some miscommunication between the Happy Team led to Moss knocking Sabatelli into the void.
And that being a legal tag is actually what the problem was. Mm-hmm. It's not so much that he hit his partner, which is a problem. It's that that was technically a tag, and now the referee has to get them to switch in order for the match to continue.
Yeah.
So it was, kind of a... Oh, cool. What are we supposed to do? And then all of a sudden, Eric Young is in and just cleaning house.
Yeah,
on
it was
Sabatelli.
A moment of disconnect. And while Moss was on the outside, just kind of like, I don't know what I was doing. Nikki Cross,
out of freaking nowhere,
also from the void. Yeah.
Well, she lives in the void.
I'm gonna get you.
And she did.
Mm-hmm. She did.
Yeah.
She took down that full grown man.
Yeah,
that's a lot of meat.
Overgrown man.
Overgrown man.
Yeah, no.
Moss, yeah, he's overgrown. Moss.
She is a mongoose.
I like it.
What? You said that during the show, too. Why are you going for mongoose?
She's
why
a
is
mongoose.
That the pull?
Because mongoose kill cobras.
She bit him on the snake.
No.
And he did not like it.
I don't.
He was not a fan of that.
Never
just
said
call
that.
Her Ricky Ticky Tavi.
I don't get that one.
It's a book about a mongoose. Hobo doesn't know how to read, but it's fine.
Hey, I know how. I know words.
It's a skill you don't use.
This symbol means good vittles.
Yes. Water here. Yes. Man has a gun. Vicious dog.
Yikes. Classic yikes from Kyle in chat. The end of the match comes with a top rope back suplex and a neck breaker from Eric Young for the win. Sanity is moving on. We don't know who they fight yet, but it will either be the winner.
We have a Scottish viewer now.
Oi? Oh, Dondorian.
Dondorian says we're all very proud and Nicky here in Scotland.
I've been to Glasgow. Yeah. It's the void.
It's the void.
Isn't it?
No, they don't say in it in Scotland.
It's more like...
The friggin' void!
I think the longer this conversation goes on, the less viewers we have in Scotland.
We just got Dondorian back last week.
We need to get some Irish viewers because of all of our sweet Killian Dane impressions.
He was on the side of the... I'm surprised he didn't get involved whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
But you know what it was? Nikki was just that much more...
She's quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Killian... I mean, you can see Killian Dane coming, but Nikki Cross, she's going to jump you out of the darkness and
was just really self-conscious that he was so clothed this week.
Yeah, he wasn't nearly as nude.
It's hard to get off your pants that fast when you're a big guy.
She probably slipped into something more comfortable.
My birthday suit.
Thick legs.
Got to corner the Fife enthusiast market. That we do, Sharkasaur, that we do. So it was weird. After this segment, there wasn't a commercial break. It was just, like, the replay. And then, hey, this is next. And then Tommaso Ciampa came out. But Sabatelli and Moss weren't there. Sanity wasn't there. And it just seemed like they cleared the ring way too fast, as if this was shot completely independent of what was happening in the ring. Ha ha! Editing! And we got the same thing that we got last week, which is him coming out, trying to talk, and oh boy, did the crowd not let that happen. No, it wasn't a full dab.
Excuse me.
Oh god, I'm so sorry. I'm just dank for days. But anytime he put the mic up to his mouth, the crowd boos him.
He hasn't said one word.
He doesn't have to.
Since all of this. What would he say? What, I ask you?
Hey, man, I'm just doing a podcast here. I have a family.
He would say, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I did it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want this shirt? It's cool, isn't it? You can't have this shirt.
You want a big bushy beard? You can't have it!
It's mine.
I did it. Xenohar says, rude crowd. I agree. Let the man speak. He is an employee.
Is passing out leaflets of Johnny Gargano's weird winky eye face? What is that?
Well, to be fair, it's real easy to draw. It's real easy to draw. I'm going to sharpie into those things. Like, I just want autographs. And then it's just people doing
it. Winky face. Even the face looks bored. Take that how you will.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about Johnny Gargano?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe I do. But then I'll lose.
That's his Gargano.
I'm Johnny Gargano. Put my money where my mouth is, and now my wife has a job, and I don't.
Johnny Gargano, the good news is that he can get a job playing his abs in any bluegrass band that he wants.
Hey, we're going back to new. Someone's going to have to accompany Kid Rock out. Maybe he needs a washboard player.
My name is...
Washboard solos are sweet.
Lacey Evans versus Dakota Kai.
Well, the good news is he can smell a pig from a mile away.
Can.
Yeah. He's like, hey, is that? And then Otis is like.
Kid Rock seems like he'd be a little too cocky about that, though. Oh, anyway. Brett and I were throwing 311 references back and forth earlier today, which prompted him to thank me profusely. Next match, Lacey Evans versus Dakota Kai. This was a lot shorter than we expected. Lacey Evans was showing a little bit more of a sour demeanor, trying to class up the NXT Women's Division as she's been trying to do.
She looks classy. You can't say she doesn't.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Dakota Kai, though, rolled her up real quick for the win. Pretty wild. I was expecting the match to go a little bit longer than this, but Dakota Kai got a win when she needed it.
Yeah. I mean, this is her first match back after, you know, having her arm almost completely dissected from her buddy. And she had it taped on. Taped pretty well. It didn't fall off at all.
No, yeah, it was in.
Yeah, it was taped on real well.
It was locked in.
And Lacey Evans, after, you know, cutting a sort of heavy-handed promo about how she's going to class everything up, lost pretty quickly and left very shortly after, unceremoniously. So much for any of that making any kind of difference.
Well, I think she was just expressing herself, but I mean, the main reason why she flippin' bolted was because Shayna Baszler came out.
She left before Shayna Baszler's music hit. If I was her, I'd have been pissed, and I'd have been up in Dakota Kai's grill, and then when I heard the music, then I'd have gone, maybe later.
I think she was classy enough to know, you know what, I lost, this is it, I'm out.
I don't understand, like, the only thing that I didn't understand is, why wouldn't Dakota just beat feet when she heard the horses? Like, nah. Yeah.
Well, because
this isn't gonna end well for
doesn't
me.
Have anywhere to run. Because Tommaso Ciampa's in that hallway.
That's true.
Anytime he's not coming out.
Well, where
not
did Lacey Evans go? Did she hide under the ring?
Probably. Makes sense to me. She went, you know what it was? As she was leaving, Regal's like, could you find me a really small and inconvenient table? Maybe.
She did her job. Maybe. She did it well.
Yeah, he's like, not now, Dakota. I have to find the world's worst table.
Sharkasaur asks, can we address how the women's segments have been below NXT standards for a grip now? Do you all agree or disagree?
How do we mean below?
As in time and number of feuds they've given.
Yeah.
Because, like, we get a lot of the...
It's getting more and more pronounced how many women they have versus how much time the women get.
And the quality. And, like, they're not and, giving
and
a
the,
lot.
And the two most high-profile things now are Ember versus Shayna, and by extension, Shayna versus terrorizing everyone else. But then, like, the other like major women's thing right now is like Candice LeRae existing,
yeah,
not even being a wrestler,
right?
And then, like, Lacey kind of has a story going on, but not really.
And Bianca's just being dominant
tonight.
Yeah,
Bianca's being dominant. Dakota was starting to, and then she got injured. There were a couple of releases earlier this week, which were a little unfortunate.
We should probably. Did you?
Really? I will.
Yeah,
I will
talk about it.
But. Yeah, I think once we get past WrestleMania season, depending
faces
on...
Faces don't run Xeno Hour.
Well, faces can run.
Faces don't run.
They don't have legs. They're just faces.
These colors don't run.
My least favorite thing ever is the trope of the babyface winning the big upset match and then immediately running out of the ring. Like, I hate that so much. Like, one of my... Like, it... Like, that legitimately, like, I still am upset about the fact that when the Hardys won the Terry Invitational, they, with that ladder match against Edge and Christian that made all four of them, they grabbed the money and ran and, like, celebrated on the ramp. And then they left, and Edge and Christian, the heels, got the standing ovation in the ring. Like, that still bothers me.
Actually, that's exactly what should have happened with Dakota Kai tonight.
Right.
After that roll-up pin, Dakota should have beat it and left Lacey Evans in the ring.
That one makes sense. That would make sense.
That would make a lot. Because that's taking, why it was so weird.
I'm just
like,
taking
weird.
Issue with the babyfaces don't run talking point, because babyfaces run all the time.
Yeah.
After they win.
And if that whole...
In a fluke.
If the whole thing had happened and... Shayna Baszler would have caught Dakota Kai on the ramp and then forced her back into the ring. That probably would have been better.
Yeah.
Caught her on the way.
Like, right as Dakota was running.
Right. It's just
Lacey pops up, throws
right
her back
from the
in.
Back, jumps down, and what? Then Dakota Kai's like backing up, really, really frightened. I think that would have been better staged.
What I'm really hoping is that they're gonna start a chapter after TakeOver. They're going to start a new chapter where let's get a handful of these women called up to the main roster. Let's hopefully let Shayna take the belt. Mm. That would be my preference. And then have a very long story of just tons of
women trying
to come up and overtake Shayna Baszler, and it's going to be an uphill battle for a long time. And we're going to get a bunch of new blood into the mix. You're going to build up Bianca Belair as, like, you know, maybe the last hope for the NXT Women's Division. Just have Shayna Baszler be a crazy dominant champion.
Just have her be Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, have her be Asuka, like, type dominant, but Asuka was never, like, she was a heel, but she was never a pure heel.
Yeah.
And Shayna Baszler, no one likes Shayna Baszler. She's not someone that is gonna, you're gonna just, like, oh man, she's the best in the world. Like, that's what Asuka was, is like, just watch Asuka and appreciate her. And boy, she should never lose just because of how good she is. Shayna Baszler should be like, oh, maybe she's never going to lose because she's just such a badass.
Well, she's already lost. So right. I think that stigma
right.
is gone yeah, to yeah, where yeah. you're like, that's oh, great. I've seen her fall before.
Yeah, that's great.
But then now there are other ways where maybe she takes losses on purpose. Maybe she just hits people with a title. Maybe she doesn't let go of submission the moves story and loses.
With, yeah, the story with Shayna Baszler is like, she lost early in her career. She's still early in her career. She's yeah. already this terrifying and dominant, and she's going to keep getting better, yeah. which is the really terrifying thing about Shayna Baszler from a kayfabe, like, stories perspective is, like, oh, we missed our chance to, like, have Shayna not be at the top, and yeah. now she's at the top, and she's just going to keep getting better while being
she's
at the top.
She's the science experiment, yeah. you know, as opposed to Asuka was the great white shark. She came in, and she didn't have to change because she was absolutely what she needed to be to fit the situation. But Shayna's an experiment, and it's just getting smarter and bigger and stronger, and oh God, what have we done? We should never have played God.
It's an amorphous blob with great white shark DNA.
Yeah.
And it just,
well, it's worse. Yeah.
It sucks people in anyway. Speaking of sucking people, no.
we already passed Epitalion Moss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's can't right. go Sorry. Backwards.
Got to go forwards to go back.
Yeah.
Got to get down and get up.
Got to back that thing up.
Baszler comes out to presumably beat the hell out of Dakota Kai. Ember Moon interrupts.
Where does she come from?
The hairstylist. She got a new hairdo.
Yeah, and left half of her skirt there.
I'm sorry. That was so obvious.
Her battle skirt there. So you want to do this again, Shayna? I'm going to end this at TakeOver New Orleans, and then they start fighting. There's sort of like a rear arm lock that...
It's not a double wrist lock, but a Kimura.
Oh, she goes for a Kimura, just hanging off of the top rope, but Kai comes in and wallops! Exactly like that. She goes, and then...
Yeah. No, it was way better than that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't Hanna-Barbera-esque in any way.
Turned her into Lindsay Dorado.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick you in the face. Which allows Ember Moon to hit the Eclipse. That ends the segment. And it's official! For the NXT Women's Championship, it's going to be Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler. Somebody I remember earlier saying, is there still time to add somebody to the match? Or is this the be-all, end-all match?
It smells like it's not going anywhere, so this is it, I presume.
All right.
Unless somebody beats either Ember Moon or Shayna Baszler between now and WrestleMania time... This is probably it.
Okay.
Because you have to beat one of those two in order to get into the match. And I don't foresee that happening, really.
Agreed. So let's talk about Street Profits and Heavy Machinery. Now, this is bad. Both of these teams, these are our boys.
Yeah, we like
these. We got our party boys, we got our beef boys. Well, this is gonna be a bad match for one of our sets of boys. It really was. It was really unfortunate.
It's heartbreaking.
No. I'm pretty even with both teams. Yeah. Like, I get more
so fun.
Daily entertainment so fun. From Dozer because I follow Dozer on Instagram and it's absolutely insane. But they're both fun and they both of their physicalities highlight different elements of wrestling that I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
So putting them together, this was a very fun but still very physical match.
But we definitely would have preferred this match come like in the second round or in the semifinals.
Agreed. Because regardless, whoever won this match had to face AOP next, mm-hmm. and they've both fallen to AOP, so it's not looking good for either team.
But if it went differently, I'd feel differently. But, the Street Profits were able to pull off a victory. against
despite Dozer getting a little bit of their secret stuff from the cup.
Yeah.
God, is he just a dork? I love him.
He's really ridiculous. His legs are too big. He's too big.
I was saying it. One of his legs is probably weighs about as much as Montez Ford.
And they're the same height. That was really amusing. Seeing two guys the same height, but one guy is equal to two of the other guy.
Yeah.
It's
like the most fit versus Dozer.
Well, he's fit. He's in
but
shape.
It's a different.
That shape is square.
He doesn't fit through the door.
Right. He's gonna walk sideways through everything.
You know those double doors where they have like the center bar? He hates those.
Yeah.
Because it's like I could have done it.
I bet he just does that Vader right through.
But like WWE Vader, where they gave him the. Or was that WWE?
No, that was WCW.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. The whole Mastodon thing.
Love the Mastodon.
The double teaming was great. Takes a fall over the top rope.
Low branch.
Yeah. So
they were going for the compactor.
Yeah, so they're going for the compactor.
They were that close.
Super close. But Dawkins hits a big DDT, and then the frog splash gets the Street Profits the win. And we were here flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's hard to say that was enough to get Otis down. He felt like he was still very fresh. Like he still had a lot in the tank. It feels like it was a bad night. He must have had a cold or something. I don't know.
Heavy Machinery's lost a lot at this point, and it seems like every time they lose, it's like, well, they probably shouldn't have lost that easy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are what they are right now, and maybe in the future they'll be more than what they are.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do?
Yep.
We're going to talk about the United Kingdom title match between Pete Dunne and Adam Cole.
Baby.
Yep.
Baby.
This was like, eh.
I don't know.
It was good.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
It did come out of nowhere. I think it was because the crowd was pushing the, like, this is awesome and the fight forever and the stuff. And I was like, this is a good match. This is a solid match between these two. And I would have liked them to get more time. I would have liked Undisputed Era to not be on the side of the ring. But dem's the breaks. Yeah, you know, they had like 20-ish minutes and two segments left. It wasn't going to be something
huge. What I found interesting about the match was we finally found somebody that is somehow easier to hate than Pete Dunne. You know, because the one thing you can say about Pete Dunne is he will fight you head-on 100%. He is not going to run away, which is what Adam Cole is great at. Adam Cole is great at averting disaster, but Pete Dunne is great at causing it. So you want to see the crash. You want to see the two trains collide with each other. But Adam Cole keeps slipping away. And so that's how the audience is able to choose who they want more. Adam Cole has got a really punchable face. But Pete Dunne's face looks like it's just been pummeled already. Yeah. And you just go, oh, don't punch his face.
Comes pre-punched.
I mean, look at it. It looks, oh, it's all pitted. Like, it's got terrible skin.
Kyle Franklin says Pete Dunne has Kate Gosselin's haircut.
And he's got a face like a beige orange peel. It's sad. You kind of feel bad for him. But then he grabs a hold of somebody's finger and tries to snap it off, and you go, oh, well, he's making up for it. He has a really horrible-looking face, and he's going to tear off your arms.
Pete Dunne's great because he's a wrestler that you have to see wrestle to get.
Sort of, but not really. I mean, I can see what you're saying.
You understand his character looking at him, but you don't get what's special about him until you see him wrestle. Same with Tyler Bate.
Yeah, that's true. There's, I guess because, what is it, British?
Yeah.
British people, you always assume they can't do anything. They don't really look tough. They're kind of short. Except for Wolfgang. Wolfgang, you can go, that guy's going to mess some stuff up. But then you look at Tyler Bate, and he's like 5'3", and with giant legs. You go, I don't understand what's happening here. But he's really capable of doing some amazing stuff. Same with Pete Dunne.
Well, the match ends in DQ when our good buddy Dork Boy O'Reilly, what a dork!
He has no idea how to play a musical instrument.
Yeah, he was strumming the frets like up to the, yeah.
I want him to play the belt like a keytar next. Yeah. Why not? Honestly, at this point, just...
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Undisputed Era attacks Pete Dunne. A brazenly shirtless Roderick Strong comes out for the save, and they fight them off. We are stopped dead in our tracks from Xeno Hour.
Points to Xeno Hour.
Pete Dunne and Roddy Shipname, hashtag potty?
Nope. Peterick.
Peterick?
Well, no. That sounds like you have to register with the county.
Yeah, you do.
He's a Pedrick. We don't want Pedricks living in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I just want to go to the potty. I have to use the potty.
I'm good with that.
All right.
That works for me.
So it seems like we may have a new tag team in NXT? Dunne Strong.
I mean, the new well done of our generation.
He Dunne Strong.
He Dunne Strong in it.
Dunne Strong in it.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Innit Fitness.
Dunne Strong, sponsored by Ford.
All right. Okay. Last little bit of the Dunne night. Strong.
Like
we had the, we're done talking about Riddick and Moss. Bruiser Strong.
Charlie Horse.
There you go.
Yeah, Team Charlie Horse.
I just realized their finishers have similar words in them. The bitter end of heartache.
It's still the greatest love I've ever known.
Hell yeah. who miss you, Maria?
I totally do. But, I mean, the Babu is coming along pretty nicely.
The Bat movie?
She's cooking a Babu.
Oh, dead boy.
In her tumbus.
A dead boy.
I'm so tired. Oh, shit, what up? in her tumbus. It's been a...
Sure is.
Dunne Strong sounds like a jeans company. You right. We get the contract signing of Almas and Black, but Black shows up sockless, and Zelina shows up Almasless.
Almasless.
Zelina talks him down, but he gets on her level by sitting.
She literally talks him down.
She showed up seen Almas.
Okay. All right. We'll take it.
Bilingual.
There you go. bilingual. That makes sense. But they sign. Black, like, just pisses her off even more.
All the short jokes didn't help.
You're little.
You're small. Diminutive and stature.
And the crow is like, yeah, she is.
We don't like her because she's a bad person.
Yeah.
But
she is, though.
You know, Zelina is. Happy you've come alone because I didn't, to which Candace runs down and beats out Zelina.
Down the stairs.
Yeah, we've got about a good 5 seconds of her music. Mm-hmm. But beats down Zelina. That was the end of the show. Let's hit some really quick news. There were a couple of releases, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
The ones that Mawson's.
I wasn't gonna say it.
Anyway, we had a couple of releases.
They let go of a couple of the Mae Young Classic competitors, mm-hmm. Most notably Abby Laith, as well as Sage Beckett. Yeah, that was a little unfortunate. But this isn't going to stop them, even though Sage Beckett is like, you know what? I might take a break from wrestling for a little while.
That kind of happens to a lot of people who leave the performance center.
There was a report that said that Sage Beckett had, before her release, had been working on transitioning into a commentator role anyway.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
But apparently that didn't work out. Yeah. Abby Laith, a lot of scuttlebutt about her release, but she is already booked again. She's already booked back at Beyond Wrestling, which was her home promotion.
Yeah.
And she is booked for King of Trios in Chikara with Los Ice Creams, the former Princess Kimberly's stable. They are going to be part of the King of Trios in September.
I know her, and I don't think this is going to hold her down.
No, not at all.
Not in the least.
Not at all.
But also released was Gu Guan Ming, who was a signee from their 2016...
One of the eight Chinese
folks that came in, the 6'8 guy. He was being billed under the name Ming, and he was going around with Kona Reeves on, like, the live circuit, but he never made it to TV.
There's already a Ming.
He'll kill everybody.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Ming was like, what? And just ripped his eye out of his socket.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Right. Maybe he did.
Probably. You know what? This
I hope to see him soon.
Yeah. There's been so much. Speaking of scuttlebutt, this show has been all over the damn place, and I need to blow my nose. So we're gonna take it home. Because I'm just.
Do you mean that figuratively?
Well, no, because I have another show right now. So I really.
How long does it take for you to blow your nose?
Depends on the day and what convenience store I'm leaving.
Listening to him, it's gonna take some time.
Yeah. Thank you for watching.
It's not a very big nose.
Thank you for watching this episode of the NXT 205 Live Power Hour right here on AfterBuzzTV. End of show. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica, because my name is Mark B. Donica. That's Bill Hanstock.
Hey, everybody. You can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel. And please check out today's episode of McMansplaining with the With Spandex podcast, where we have both Katrina and King Cuerno from Lucha Underground. It's a very good one. And also check out, as aforementioned, X-Pac 12360, which has both Marty the Moth Martinez and McFoley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who it was.
And check out uprox.com with spandex.com and uprox.com/prowrestling.
Thank you. Hobo.
You can find me on Twitter at TrueHobo, where I just cut a promo on the Hawaiian Lion for Championship Wrestling from Arizona's Grand Canyon Clash on Saturday. Robert Bain said some really interesting stuff. I suggest you go watch that. And yes, I will be doing the New Japan camp coming up here next week. I'm going to take pictures and enjoy that, I guess. I'm really friggin' busy.
Yeah, you are.
Very tired.
Leading up to WrestleMania is going to be crazy.
Worldwide?
Yeah. Worldwide? I'm going to be at the live Schmodown tomorrow, which is going to be in L.A. We're doing a live show, and I'm going to be scouting out some managerial possibilities. So if you want to come say hi, come say hi. If you're in the Los Angeles area, it's going to be a fun night of movie trivia, revelry, etc.
Or come say Shazza.
Or come say Shazza.
Shazza to you, sir.
But thank you for watching this episode of the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Just go.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Shazza.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.